What's up, friends? Today, I have the most amazing episode for you. I'm so excited for you to learn how to effectively run a business with your spouse. So whether you are running this business together or you have a partner in your business, maybe two friends and you started that podcast together, it's basically like a marriage. You know what I'm saying? So this episode is really going to help you. Not only do we talk about how to run a business with your spouse, how to listen to each other and work seamlessly, well, 90% seamlessly together, but we also talk about pros and cons of working with your spouse. We talk about calendar hacks that help you communicate better as a couple who also works together, and so much more. So I hope you guys lean in. You're going to love Chelsea and Steven. They are the founders of the Rainmaker Method, a path not just to financial freedom, but time for your family. And they run the incredible podcast, The Rainmaker Family Show. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, go check them out for sure. I was just recently on their show as well, so you guys can go catch that over there. All right, let's dive into today's content. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. What's up, Stephen and Chelsea? Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Hey, good to be here.
I'm so excited to jam with you guys. We just had so much fun over on your show, The Rainmaker Family.
Yes. Oh, such a good episode. You guys got to check it out. Yes. Try to pull as much gold as we could out in 30 minutes from Stephanie. And if you're listening to the show, you know how that is.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. You guys are so sweet. Well, we're about to do the same thing for you. So start us off with, I just want you, I know everybody heard about you in the intro, but I want you to introduce yourselves. What do you guys do? What does the Rainmaker Family mean? And maybe a quick, how did you get there?
Yeah, I love that question, Stephanie. So we are Steve and Chelsea, like you said, founders of the Rainmaker family. But before Rainmakers, we were actually in a service-based business. We were actually in the wedding industry, wedding photographers, and we got married super young. And honestly, we were hustling a lot. We were trading time for money. I don't know if any of your listeners are in that season where you want to make more money, but in order to do that, you feel like the only way that you can is to give more time. And we were also looking towards the future. We wanted to start a family. And I think the lifestyle and the career that we had chosen, it just felt like we were going to like burn ourselves out by like working these crazy hours, gone all the time on the weekends. You know, our friends stopped calling us, our family stopped calling us. And it was really through that season that we decided that we were going to like explore some alternative revenue streams and really stumbled upon what we now teach, which is called the Rainmaker Method, where we launched brands on Amazon. And we were so successful at that, that we were actually able to retire out of the wedding industry and run Rainmakers full time now. But I think the even sweeter part for us is that we now have a family and we can actually enjoy those Saturdays like at the farmer's market.
Oh my gosh, I love that, you guys. So my first question here is, how did you know you wanted to work together? Like, both of you are photographers, and was one of you like, we should start an online business, or were you both? Have you guys always worked together? Because I know for my audience, so many of them women, maybe this is a huge question mark for them. Like, should I work with my spouse in my online business?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like fell into it. And so we in college did long distance. We actually met in high school. Okay. And like 9 months later, I went off to school, which is about like 500 miles down in Southern California. Chelsea was in Northern California. And so we kind of like, as newly graduated high schoolers do, we're like, how can we spend more time together?
Yeah.
Our genius plan was, let's work at a summer camp, you know, let's work at a summer camp together. And then we could like hang out all the time. And so, yeah, we worked at this Christian summer camp called Mount Hermon in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And that's really where we kind of started to like, wow, like we actually like doing something together, like putting our hands to something together. Mm-hmm. And even though we had different roles at the camp, that's where I think this idea sparked of like, mm-hmm. oh, we really like being around each other. Like we did long distance for 5 years. So then we were kind of like overcompensating by like, let's just sit together all the time and do business together all the time. So we've had to swing the pendulum the other way now and like have, now we have separate offices and things like that. But for, I mean, 10 plus years, we ran that wedding business together. And it really started with the summer camp. I was a camp videographer. Chelsea just bought a camera and was just kind of like borrowing my lenses and learning photography. And then friends were like, you should do this. Yeah, it was honestly like, I think the power of community, and I love what you do, because it's like sometimes you need someone else to call you out and say like, I see this in you. You know, I know that's part of your story too. Like a friend was just like, hey, shoot my wedding, you know, like they just asked us to do it. It's this weekend, you know, like camp, you know, the camp counselors, they're like, young Christians just getting married like crazy, right? So they're like, it's this weekend, can you drive up? And that's really what got us into that. And just there was fruit there, you know, like there was just like momentum and results. And so we were big believers in like, in the kingdom, a lot of wisdom can be found even just in the simplest things. And like oftentimes business can start by just looking at where's the fruit, you know, like where are the results? And we just had that early on, like there was momentum there. So we leaned into it. We really love the legacy piece of it. And I think that's like, when, you know, you came on our show and talked about calling. That's the through line that really stuck from weddings, was like weddings were about, yeah, like documenting the day. But why we really loved it was the legacy piece of like taking a photo and being like, this is for the grandkids, you know, and like really prophesying over that marriage. And so now what we do with Rainmaker is completely different, but it's still family legacy. You know, it's still about this longer term play of like, how do we help you step into more freedom in all areas of your life?
Sure. So good. I'm going to talk about the Rainmaker piece in a minute. What, now that you guys have been working together for years, like you're both in business and you're married and you're parenting together, like what are some of the pros? And you can each say a couple. And then like, if you're willing to not sleep separate tonight, what are a few of the cons to working with your spouse? Because I've actually coached some people with their business partners. And we have husband and wives come through Podcast to Profit, which is one of my programs. And it's always been super interesting to see, like, it's already hard enough as a CEO. Mm-hmm. You know, like we already have a lot of stuff that we have to deal with and responsibility. But now we kind of have two CEOs for a minute until we figure out like, ooh, do we have to find roles here? And there's like a little bit of, it's a merit. Now you're married in your business along with literally married in your life. Like maybe some pros and cons. And then if you guys have a few tips on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think this is both a pro and a con. I think it's just understanding what each other's strengths are in the business and really leaning into that. Stephen and I have very different strengths. Like Stephen is like the systems and the marketing and like really, really leaned into that with Rainmakers and even in our Amazon business when we were first getting started. I am very much like, I refer to myself like the mama of the community, the heart and leadership. Like I want to focus on our team so that our team can serve our people. And I'm really big picture and like, I mean, we both really lean into our intuition, which of course is like Holy Spirit leading us. But so I think really identifying what those strengths are, what makes you come alive that only you can do. Mm-hmm. I think for me, like early on, we got married super young and trying to figure out this working dynamic. And I focused so much on our, like, how come you're not like me? Why can't you do the things like I do it? And it was just like, whoa, like this is such a benefit that you have. Two people, whether your spouse or your business partner is similar or not, there will always be different strengths and really identifying those and then like outsourcing your weaknesses or making sure your team has those areas where you're not as strong in, you know, like having those people that can be in your corner and the areas that you're not as good at. So I think that's a big like pro and con that I've noticed. Like,
business ownership is one of the greatest like transformational experiences, I feel like, outside of like the Christian walk, right? Like it's like such an accelerant, and owning a business together is like one of the greatest like marriage like amplifiers, I should say.
Yeah.
And so amplifiers will typically amplify good and bad, right? Like, it's like, if there's unhealthy foundations there, when you step into business success or business failure, it's going to amplify what's already there. It's kind of like turning on a blender with the lid off. And so the pro of that is, it's going to really, if you want to really build something powerful and big and be a high capacity person, like, you need to really, it's the pro is that it's going to really put a lot of pressure on your foundation. And that's going to encourage you, hopefully, to do the inner work together. Mm-hmm. So me and Chelsea have a lot of people in our lives and mentors who ask the hard questions and really make sure this is good, so that when, like, we are out there and doing what we're doing, and like, it's not just like a shaky house, you know what I mean? So that's a pro, but it's also like something to know, you know, that like, it's an amplifier of what's already going on. So if you already have stuff going on between the marriage you need to deal with, do it. Cause like, it happens here before you see it out there. The ROI, you see us hitting Inc. 5,000, second fastest growing education company in America. Like, that happens because we've done years of like making sure this is good year and make sure we're good with our kids and things like that. And it only continues. Like, we always find that we have to have a breakthrough in us before it happens out there.
Yeah.
So again, we're sharing pros and cons. I hope we're not scaring people away.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's the truth about what it takes to make any partnership fruitful. And I like, so to Chelsea's main takeaway that I heard you say is really looking at the different skill sets that you both bring to the table and like leaning into those, outsourcing the stuff that neither one of you are going to love doing if you can over time. And then to Stephen's point, like you said, you have mentors in your life and the people willing to help you guys do the work, and that you're actually willing to do the work behind the scenes. Because I think it's easy for partnerships to focus on business so much that they're missing the marriage component. And that's sometimes where I also see some of that breakage happening. So that's really, really good advice, you guys. That's amazing. So go ahead.
I would say throw in two last pro and cons, okay?
Okay.
Another pro that I think a lot of people desire is alignment, you know? And it's really fun to do something together. Just like you kind of like talk about your kids with your spouse. It's just so fun to be like, oh, Ollie did this and Kai did this. Yeah. Like, that's like, it's the same thing with our business. So we talk about the business a lot as this like shared like calling. It's really like, I think that's a huge pro. And then I had a con that I think the con was about, that I think the flip side of that is that it can, if you're the type of person that does like to kind of turn off work and like not incorporate into all your life, it could be harder because two people in the household are working on the same stuff. So that's where having healthy boundaries and like things around communication and timing can really help just, make sure that it's not all encompassing.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. I love all of that. So you guys start this Rainmaker company. Was that just like a download from the Lord? Because I mean, speaking about calling, right, with you guys on your show, what was the epiphany moment? Or like, did you start something and it messed up and it failed? And so then you tweaked it over here. Like, what were the actual kind of steps to getting that big breakthrough of like, oh, this is what we do now. And this is right.
Yeah, I think for us, how we even stumbled upon Amazon is while we were doing wedding videography and photography, we were also working on these Kickstarter campaigns where you crowdsource, and we were the ones like doing the video for these companies. And so with just 1 year, we decided like, hey, like we're going to try and launch a product, like a physical product. And I think Stephen was just like figuring out like, how do you get things packaged and shipped and all that, and really discovered like Amazon doing it for you. And so for me, like I was very skeptical of, I'd seen Stephen like throw, you know, do everything. And I was like, sure, like you can go off and do that. All
we were just like you said, throwing spaghetti against the wall, trying every side hustle in the book. That was the season of life.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was really like, we kind of said this at the beginning, but it was really like we looked at, so we were in the season, we called the spaghetti years actually.
And you know, oh my gosh,
everything. Yeah. And we were like Amazon and Airbnb and like drop shipping and like trading. And like, we were just like all the side hustles you see ads for. We were watching every webinar, buying everything. Like,
I'm going to target you with my next.
Yeah, exactly. And we get more clarity on our calling. But I think that looking back in hindsight, we were looking for leverage because all the roles we had we're adding more time to our plate. It's like, oh, let's buy a photo booth. That's cool. But then now we got to manage this person. And like everything was adding more stress. And we were really just overextending ourselves instead of actually, I think the kingdom strategy is you like look for fruit and then you multiply what you already have. Yeah. And so we did have this little brand. We were selling these physical products of many of our, like, I think we had like 8 businesses at the time, technically. And I think prided ourselves in that, like, oh, we're like, you know, multi, you know, entrepreneur or whatever you call it. But like really all of them worked a little bit and they were just like, it's like all our energy was going into all these things and they were just not producing a lot of fruit. And so we had a big heart check, really kind of like we were reading this book and it talked about vines being overextended and how they'll just grow sticks. Like they all their nutrients just like deplete and they don't grow fruit anymore. And it hit us that like, that's what we were doing in these businesses. We were just like trying to, like, we only have so many nutrients, right? Yeah. And so we can only put them into so many things and we're spreading them so thin it wasn't growing fruit. So we went through a trimming season, you know, I think it's kind of a Christianese thing to say, but
yeah,
it's so true that we just had to cut back to the fruit. And the fruit was in the wedding business and Chelsea kept that thing running, luckily. And I was off here going side hustle land. Mm-hmm. And the one that had a little bit of fruit was this Amazon thing because it had leverage where it was like, we could be at a wedding, shooting a wedding and also making money there. What will not be there?
Right.
And so there was something there about that gave us a clue, like there's fruit here. And there's upside potential that doesn't take more of your time. Right. And so that was a big clue for us to go, hey, lean into this. Yes. And that's what we did.
That's a really great strategy. And I think so many new entrepreneurs are doing that. It's like, we'll try this and we'll do this and we'll have this tiny offer. Should be high ticket. And then we'll do this. Yeah. And then we'll drop ship. And it's like, hold on. You know, like, what is the actual thing? And then we can figure out the method. Because if you figure out the thing, instead of going, what are the methods? You start with the thing and then the method appears. And for so many people with, you know, for me, we market like you're starting a podcast and then you'll have this online passive revenue product. Podcasting is a great avenue for that. You know, if somebody's thinking about, well, I want to create this physical product and like Amazon appears as an option for you or like, oh, I do makeup tutorials. Great. YouTube might be a great fit for you. Like the method, I think, appears when you have the what in your hand.
Yeah.
And that kind of slow down and take a minute on that. What? So you guys have some amazing calendar hacks for working together. Can we dive into that as our like kind of last segue here? Because I know that my audience, these are going to be for so helpful for everyone, I'm sure, as far as like, how do I even if my spouse isn't in a business with me, I'm sure that these hacks are going to kind of be able to be helpful throughout whatever we're going through as moms that and husbands and business owners and partnerships together. Why don't you guys dig into some of that with us?
Yeah,
absolutely. So we have like 3 things that we do on a weekly basis that I honestly say this, and I don't mean to overly hype this, but it literally has transformed, I think, our relationship, our marriage, and just like the level of stress has gone down significantly as a mom. You know, I think we get overstimulated and high level CEO. So I'm really excited to share these with you. And like the number one, not number one, but the first one is talking about creating this dream week is what I call it. And it really came from, so we have 2 little boys. And when our second was born, I was coming off of maternity leave and I was just really mindful of the fact that now I'm a mom of 2. I have more responsibilities with that. And our business is like, we're an 8-figure business. Like, I don't have time to just like goof off and like, you know, I'm already feeling in a million places. So I wanted to be really strategic about how I planned my dream week. And so Stephen and I just sat down together and we looked at the last like couple of months and what made a week like really awesome, like what gave me like my soul, what lifted me up, what were the things that were a win? And then on the weeks that didn't go so great, they were kind of like a week where you're low energy drained. Like, what were some of the things and the patterns, recognizing patterns in those two different types of weeks. And so I kind of took that information and then created what I like to call, like that dream week. And that would be different for everybody. So like really identifying what are the things personally that you need to like have scheduled in. So if a coffee date with a friend like made your week awesome, then you need to make sure you're scheduling that in first, or play date. So I like to schedule in personal life stuff first, and then I'll add in the business, because we all know like it's really easy to just start saying yes to things without realizing what your structure and what your flow is in the week.
Yeah. This is huge. We like created like basically a visual map of her week. She got the dream week first, and then I was like, oh, it looks nice. And then I finally created one for myself. But it was like all color coordinated. It was like, here's personal things, here's life game things, here's soul things, here's things with the boys, mom things, and here's CEO things. And we basically kind of just rearranged it like post-it notes until it was like, these are themes of the day. And this kind of leads us to the second thing, which is this thing called switching cost. Switching cost is often why, have you ever gone to the end of the day and you just feel like so frazzled, or like, I've made so many decisions today that like, don't like, I just want to binge watch Netflix, or I just want to like, don't talk to me, I don't want to make any more calls or anything like that. We used to have that all the time. We still do have that from time to time. But they've done studies on this that when you switch between tasks, right? It's like a different kind of mode of thinking. So we're like podcasting right now, but if right after this, you go to do your taxes, right? And then right after that, you're creating a reel for Instagram. And then right after that, you're in like a hard conversation with an employee, right? That's switching. It's like switching your brain modality. And it actually can take 15 to 45 minutes to really like actually fully transition that way of thinking. So even though you might be going back to back, that switching, there's a cost to it. And oftentimes at the end of the day, when you feel super frazzled, it's not because you did a lot, it's because you switched a lot. And so this is the thing, we coach, you know, primarily moms, switching costs is the major player in their schedules. Cause like, you're just trying to do a million things. You're trying to fit building a business in the nooks and crannies of your life. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done in our calendar, and we encourage people to do, is basically create themes for your days. So like Chelsea has days that she's 100% CEO for like primary, like most part of the day. Mm-hmm. And then she has days she's 100% mom, you know? And I have time blocks where I'm like even my week, like this is, we're recording this on a Tuesday. This is all we do today. You know, it's like podcasting, content creation, talking, speaking on stages, you know, social media content's creative output. Mm-hmm. But then like Mondays is more like admin stuff, right? So like we're in that brain modality. And so when you create, our mentor just said this, like on a call right for this, I was like, this is so good. So Pedro Adeo, he was like, this is, you know, in the kingdom, structure is for support and expansion. Just like a lattice would support growth of a garden, in the kingdom, structure is for support and expansion, right? So this allows us to actually be high capacity people. But some people might be hearing this and be like, I don't like rules. That feels very religious, right?
Right.
And in religion, structure is actually to hinder. But in the kingdom, if you have a kingdom mindset around this, this restriction has given us so much freedom. Mm-hmm. Because when something comes our way, we say, hey, that's a Tuesday thing. Can we do a Tuesday? And we just set things on Tuesday. Or, hey, that's a personal thing. That's Fridays for me. So that goes on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps like our week just so peaceful because we just know what those days are about. They're themed, they're effective. And in the book, was it 10X is easier than 2X? They talk about this, where even actors and athletes do this, where they have like performance days, they have preparation days, and they have recovery days. And like, that's what they do. And like they know this works, and it's about reducing that switching cost.
Yeah. And then I would say like the number three, like on our list to do is what we call having a family meeting. And for us, that family meeting happens on Sundays in the afternoon. Our boys still nap, so we utilize that time. Yes. And
keeping it while we got it.
Yes.
Is close to aging out of that, but and I think this is something that you can incorporate your kids as they get older and their, you know, involvement and have opinions. But Stephen and I follow a certain framework where we sit down in the afternoon, and it is a place where we look at our calendar for the next 10 days, and it's business, it's personal, it's, hey, are we doing launch this week, do we need extra support? And this also came from, again, a pain point that we had. I remember one night coming downstairs and I wanted to like rip my hair out. I was so frustrated. I was so frazzled. I felt like I had all these notifications and not enough time to like really sit with Steven and execute on personal and professional things. And so it was just like, we've got to switch. We've got to have one meeting place where like all of these thoughts and things and decisions can come together. So not every single night is spent making more decisions and planning, because I need that to go to sleep and to rest and have my nighttime routine. And so Sundays and that 10-day family meeting have really allowed us to look ahead and plan and prepare for the future together.
Yeah. So basically we have a shared note, just logistics. And we'll set this up, shared note on our phone. It's called the family weekly meeting, called the level 10 meeting. That's based on the EOS framework, which is how we run meetings in our business. And basically it's like a great dump place for ideas. Cause like, you know, you like run downstairs, hey babe, look, what this guy asked me to speak at his event. Like, what do you think? Like, it's just interrupting our day. It's throwing mental shrapnel. That's switching cost. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's not time sensitive. It goes in the note. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we just roll through like 10 things. Like, here's some share info things. Here's some need info things. Here's some, you know, decisions we need to make. And we just like crank through them. And then the meeting, we end with like action items of the week, where it's like Steven's going to call the contractors and Chelsea's going to book the hotel. And like, we just have action items. And then the next week we just go, did you do all the things you said you're going to do? And so it's accountability, it's planning, it's how can we support each other? And the best part is it's that dump for those ideas that don't need to be thrown at each other every single day, because we're already like making a million decisions. And so if it's not time sensitive, it goes on the note.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you know what feels so good? When people come in and they're experts and stuff and they say something and you're like, I'm doing it right, you know, like when you start to hear those consistencies. So it's so funny because we just pivoted to like, as an organization, trying to help people really live in the time blocks around what they're working on, like letting my leadership team have a project day instead of having to switch all the time. And for me, we just added the camera tag to our operating system because I was like, you guys, I have to put makeup on again. Why is this happening to me? You know, they're like, so now everything where Steph wears makeup is going to be on a certain day.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool. And then to the family meeting thing, like my husband and I do that on Sunday night as well. Mm. And what I love though about what you guys said, which we are not doing, is I do a notes dump daily because we both, you know, he's working and he's super busy all day and I'm super busy. So I'm like, let me write all this stuff and then we'll recap in the evenings. I do like putting I love your idea of putting it into that thing to cover on Sunday if it's not urgent. So I'm going to put that tip with me. You guys, this was amazing. Like, from talking about just going from this thing into your calling space, building this hugely successful business together as these amazing kingdom entrepreneurs that you are, to talking about calendar hacks and tips to working with your spouse. This has been incredibly valuable. I thank you so much for your time today. I know that people are going to want to come hang out with you too and learn more about what you guys do. So why don't you share some of those links with us where you can continue this conversation?
Oh, I'm so glad that this is resonating with you, Stephanie, and your audience. And I hope they can take one tip and run with it. But you can find us at therainmakerfamily.com, or we also have a podcast, The Rainmaker Family Show, if you want to dive more into amazing guests like Stephanie, who was just on there.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.